time the wood line was, they had cleared that wood line, was much further back. You see, where you see that wood line back there, that's over a mile back there.
Yes.
Hard to believe.
That is a long way.
Mm-hmm. Well, they would farm back there, and there's a natural slope in that land back there. And on the other end, it slopes upward toward the Mississippi. So they farm both sides, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And just along where the, what we call the drainage canal is, it's just like a roof. Well, say for several acres on each side of it, they didn't farm that, you understand? It was swampy, low, maybe stayed flood. But up to that wood line there, which is a mile, they farmed that. The horse and mule. You take that pasture back there, it was always full of mules and horses. That was the good old days. And you had your corn cribs. Most of all that is gone. You had your cribs and your stables. I have something in my garage. Before you leave, I want to show it to you. And I want you to make a guess at what it is. Because your generation don't know what that is.
What, okay. Now, when you were coming up,
mm-hmm.
How would y'all, for example, how would y'all build a fire in the house? How'd you keep warm, that sort of thing?
Well, you had your fireplace and you had your kitchen stoves, you understand?
Yeah.
Well, every summer, it's usually the Negroes that chopped the wood. They were cut and they carted it. I would say around the month of July it was done.
Where'd you store it? Did you have a place?
Well, they cut it in the woods back there.
Did you have a place where you stored it?
You stored it out in the open. It was carted.
Yeah.
And it usually was cut about, depending on the width of the fireplace, you understand? Usually I would say between 2 and 3 feet.
Yeah. What was the fireplace made of? The
bricks.
Yeah, and you had a kind of an open place down on the front of the fireplace?
Well, no, we didn't have, it was flat. I got one of these fireplaces still in my front room there.
Yeah.
It's closed up.
Uh-huh.
But you can see how it was. And in my case, yeah, my father having a business, most of the freight was packed in straw in those days. Wood straw, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So there was enough here for our needs and my grandmother next door. So they used that to start a fire in the morning. They put the straw first and then the kindling, usually cypress kindling, they cut it. And they usually had pieces that were split smaller, you understand, to start.
Yeah. Did you have that kind of real rich wood that you would...
We didn't have rich wood. We had pecan wood, yeah, oak, gum. There was no pine in this section. You see, it varies with the section.
You wouldn't use fat wood?
No, there was no such thing in this section. No, there was no such thing in this section.
Yeah.
One thing they used in the fire too, to start it, was corn cobs. And that makes a real good fire. Naturally, they always had a cribs full of corn to feed the mules. Well, they usually put the straw, and if they didn't have straw, well, they had hay. You understand, from the barns around. And no, they put that first, the kindling. Then if they had a few corn cobs, they put that on it, and then they put the strips of wood,
yeah,
smaller wood that was split, especially for that purpose. And you lit it up. And in some cases, some people use coal oil. They called it coal oil in those days. And do you know why? It wasn't kerosene.
No.
Well, they called it coal oil, but actually it was kerosene.
Yeah, what was it?